Sava.
Oshadava.
Sarma.
Sharma.
Natur.
Natur.
Arihe. Katam.
Eva.
Katasu. Saram. Udritya. Pushkepya. Ivata. Bando. Shivaya. Maha. Kirtaya. Kirta kirti tad asya kosha sharmadatu.
Is it written anywhere?
No. It is not. Mix. the word is empty. Like a mind of a forgetful soul. All right, then I will just read it for the edification of the Sanskrit scholars, and I hope I get the right tune. Tarasya koshara sharamadatur hari katameva katasusaram Udritra pushpipya ivata bando Shivaya nakita yatita kirti. Please repeat after me. Tad. Therefore. Asya. This. Kosharava.
Kosharava.
O Maitreya.
Sharamadhatu.
Of one who awards good fortune. Arehe. Of the Lord. Katam. Topics. Eva. Only. Katasu. Of all topics. Saram. The essence. Udritya. By quoting. Pushpebhyaha. From the flowers. Eva, like that. Artabando, O friend of the distressed. Shivaya, for welfare. Naha, of us. Kirtaya, kindly describe. Tirtha, pilgrimage. Kirti, of glorious. Translation. O Maitreya, O friend of the distressed, the glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for people all over the world. Therefore, just as bees collect honey from flowers, kindly describe the essence of all topics, the topics of the Lord. Purport. There are many topics for different persons in different modes of material nature. But the essential topics are those in relationship with the Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, materially affected conditioned souls are all more or less averse to topics of the Supreme Lord, because some of them do not believe in the existence of God. Some of them believe only in the impersonal feature of the Lord. In both cases, there's nothing for them to say of God. Both the non-believers and the impersonalists deny the essence of all topics. Therefore, they engage in topics of speculation. Made a mistake. Therefore, they engage in topics of relativity in various ways, either in sense gratification or in mental speculation. For the pure devotee, like Vidura, the topics of both the mundaners and the mental speculators are useless in all respects. Thus, Vidura requested Maitreya to talk of the essence only, the talks of Krishna, and nothing else. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shukadev Shri Shuka Uvacha Sa evam Tadasya kosharava sharmadatu hare katam eva katasu saram udritya pushpepya eva kabandhu shivana kitaya tirta kirte. O Maitreya, O friend of the distressed, the glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for people all over the world. Therefore, just as bees collect honey from flowers, kindly describe the essence of all topics, the topics of the Lord. This is one of the many, many verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam in which Sara is described, or the essence. Just like a flower has as its essence its sweet fragrance, and as its condensed essence the perfume which is distilled from these things. In the same way, the condensed essence really of all existence is the topic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The reason is that this topic, this Krishna Katha, is able to bring us in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when this contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is established, all the darkness of material existence goes away. We cannot hope to drive the darkness of material existence away without the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not possible. A little while ago, we had just a few days ago, a conference in Germany where one of the subject matters was the psychology of the self. And there, we quoted the famous psychotherapeut, Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud used to say that the desire of the human being to be happy is not fulfilled by the plan of creation. The human being is constantly accosted by miseries which afflict the body. He is always in need and in search of fulfillment and remains depressed. At the end of Sigmund's life, he said, "Again, the cancer has eaten away some part of my jaw. Now, what is left of me is an island which is floating in an ocean of indifference. So this corresponds to the Vedic perspective that the conditioned soul in this material world is afflicted by the threefold miseries. Miseries pertaining to the body and the mind, miseries coming from relationships with other beings, either humans or mosquitoes. You can also have a relationship with them. They can have one with you. And supernatural disturbances, which you just come by the weather. You can experience this when you hear the constant attack of the Pula rain on your tents and wonder if one day you will just swim into the Adriga, be splashed away. So only by the Supreme Personality of Godhead's kind intervention the miseries of material existence can be stopped. Someone who does not understand this remains like Siegmund, frustrated. I want to give you an example in order to incite your humorous nature. The example of one family, the Patel family. The Patels thought one day, every day darkness comes uninvited like a thief and takes the light out of our house. We will not tolerate this any longer. So they took sticks and different pikes and lances, and in the evening guarded the house. They wanted to beat darkness as soon as he would dare to enter the house. It became 6:30. There was no sign of darkness. One of the Patels went into the house to drink a glass of water, and all of a sudden the rest heard a terrible scream. Oh! Darkness is inside already. She has vanished again to sneak in. Come! And they all stormed into the house and began to beat. Then it became 10. You could hear screams by the Patels. Darkness has beaten back! And when finally, in the morning, it became a little more full of light, they said, oh, darkness has given us a good battle. We are full of blood everywhere. But she recedes. At 7 o'clock, the Patels foolishly proclaimed the victory over darkness. How surprised they were. Then in the evening, darkness came again. Patels had made one extreme mistake. Their mistake was to consider darkness separate from the sun. We know darkness comes in the absence of the sun, and darkness disappears in the presence of the sun. In the same way do the miseries of material existence only pertain to someone who is separate from Krishna, who is not in Krishna consciousness, like Sigmund Freud. But he or she who is in making contact with Sri Krishna by the process of bhakti yoga will experience as one of the first symptoms, klesha-gni, the disappearance of suffering, and shubhada, the appearance of auspiciousness in his or her life. Let us not make the mistake to forget Krishna in the plan of our life. Now, to invite Krishna is done first and foremost by Shravanam, by hearing about Krishna. Those who can hear with rapt attention and not fall asleep, they will experience, when they hear about Krishna, some clearance of the mind. And some happiness. The darkness is driven around away, just like darkness goes when the sun appears. Now, a very good example of hearing about Krishna is Parikshit Maharaj. And I want to speak a little bit about Parikshit Maharaj, keeping the modern jargon in ISKCON in mind. Srila Prabhupada used to say that a devotee should remember three things. This is, he quoted Chanakya Pandit. That is, I'm only here for a short time. Second is, I should elevate myself with my activities and thoughts. And the third is, I should try to keep company with sadhus. Philosophy, Srila Prabhupada says, means to keep death in front of you. This might correspond with keeping the end in mind. In our Western civilization, we do not speak very often about death. How do we experience, how does death come into our mind? For instance, if we read the newspapers, we hear of a new war and so on, so many victims. Or if we click on the TV and we see, for instance, the an earthquake or what immediately after the earthquake. Death also contacts our thoughts when the photogenic Western hero takes his pistol and aims it at his evil adversary and shoots him into the chest so that a red tomato color appears on the white shirt of the gangster. So when we, these types of thinking about death leaves something in our mind. I will not die like this. And therefore, death becomes very, very far away. And it is correct. 90% of the Germans, at least, die in beds, not in earthquakes. and not in a countdown with the Western hero. They die in bed, but the problem is not in their own beds. They die in the beds which are hidden away by the hygienic walls of the hospitals. They die lonely, and so on and so forth. So, death is sure. It may not come in an earthquake, it may come in a foreign bed, but it is sure. So, we should, if we are philosophers, confront our mortality and know we only have limited time. And should therefore concentrate on what is most important, on what is the sara. Look at Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj got notice that in 7 days he would die. And what did he do? He went to the bank of the river Ganga to hear about Krishna from Shukadev Goswami. And he heard with rapt attention. This is not easy. Imagine you would study the Bhagavatam in a room where there is a deadly snake. You would know it's only a matter of time before the snake spots me out and then bites me. How would you feel? I think a little nervous. You would have difficulties to concentrate, even if you would know you would have to give a lecture on the subject matter. You would be highly disturbed. So Parikshit Maharaj had a similar situation. He knew he would be bitten by a snake. And this snake is very realistic. Once an anti-sect person read our Bhagavatam, and she went afterwards to the zoo and said, is there a winged bird, snake bird, a flying snake in other words? And the zoo said, no, it's not in our books. We do not have such snakes in this earth. And then she wrote a big article that the Hare Krishna people are spoon-fed with illusions, brainwashed, so on. Arjuna is there, Frau Zöpel. There are such snake birds. They are snakes who are extremely envious, and at the time of just before they die, wings grow out of them, and then they fly almost like flying birds over, and they look for one victim. And when this happens, all the people of in the villages just slam their doors and their windows, because they know this snake is out to kill somebody. That's called a snake bird. Parikshit Maharaj knew that such a snake bird would come and attack him and kill him. These snake birds, they just bite and then they die. It's the last contribution to mankind to kill some man or woman. So Parikshit Maharaj knew this, but in this moment, knowing that he would die, he concentrated on the essence. Each one of you asked yourself a creative question. Say you would get notice that you have only 2 more days to live. What would you do? Please tell us.
I would fly to Vrindavan.
Fly to Vrindavan. Acha? What if it takes 2 days, Dominique? You don't get... You would just pray to Krishna like anything for 2 days. So you would do a marathon praying. Yes.
I would try to read and chant.
I would try to read and chant Srimad Bhagavatam. I would read and chant.
Try.
Yeah, try. Try. Yes. 2 days. I would be very interested to hear what Srila Maharaj would say. Because
that's fun. Naturally, I try to go to as many movies as I could. I try to go to the nightclubs and see as many women as I could. Joy.
See, that Swami is breaking his begin with the end in mind. he says, I would go to as many movies as I could, meet as many women as I can, and enjoy. He's teaching us what we should not do. Obviously.
There was a movie in America, not a movie, a TV serial called Run for Your Life.
There's also, okay, please.
There was a television serial, Retinos. It was a movie also in America. Maybe you saw it here, I don't know. It was called Run for Your Life. And it was exactly about that, about a man who only had a short period to live. And, of course, the serial went on for a couple of years. but eventually it became a movie. But the man was trying to run after his lost opportunities. Knowing he was going to die, he began to roam from this place to that place, looking for the ultimate in sense gratification and happiness. And practically speaking, that's what generally what people would do as soon as they learn they have cancer or... You know, they immediately quit work and go on a holiday to Florida or go on a boat cruise and, you know, try to make up for all the sense gratification they're going to miss. Yeah. I'm just an ordinary living being.
Please do not speak like this. Yes, so this is what an ordinary person would do. Now, a devotee, he would try to follow the footsteps of Parikshit Maharaj. That is, as many of you have said, not many, three devotees were explaining, they would try to concentrate on Krishna in that time by chanting his holy name and by hearing about him. So, the difference between the man who run of the TV serial in America, Run for Your Life, and a devotee is a difference in shraddha, in faith. The man which was portrayed a little while ago had what is called Lokika shraddha. That is the faith of the ordinary people in this world. That faith is that if I try to enjoy my senses, then I will be fulfilled and taken care of. The devotee knows and has a faith in Krishna. If I satisfy Krishna, then my needs will be taken care of. Now this shraddha, this amount of shraddha is something which has to grow and be developed. All of us who have come here for the summer camp have a certain amount of shraddha. By coming here, we are all convinced something good will happen in my spiritual life. I will get education in Krishna consciousness, in the association of the Vaishnavas, and I will benefit. This is a certain type of shraddha which is there in all of us, which floats through the air of the tent. There is a faith. Now, this shraddha should be increased so much that we ultimately know that just by surrendering to Krishna and serving him only, all my needs will be taken care of. Let us therefore, for the remaining part of this lesson, give up every other thought and sing the glories of Shraddha. Hare Krishna. Now, the nature of the soul is that it is an eternal part and parcel of Krishna, full of knowledge, eternity, and bliss. That is our constitutional position. At the moment, we are conditioned, and we have faith. I sleep a lot. That's my secret. The person in the mode of passion has faith that by working hard, like an S, everything will be taken care of. And the person in the mode of goodness believes that by good vegetarian diets, by contact with nature, and by living a religious life, I can live my life. Now, the faith which we are trying to develop in Krishna consciousness is faith which is beyond these three modes, or beyond these two, three archetypes of faith. That faith is described to be nirguna. It is not influenced by the three modes of material nature, but it is pure and transcendental. In the Bhagavatam, the nature of consciousness, the symptom of the soul, is described to be pure, transparent, and achalam, that is, not wavering. So, faith in this pure consciousness is faith in Krishna, nirguna. Now, everyone has faith. It is what you have to have faith. You cannot do without it. Shraddhamayam young purusha, the soul, has faith. That is the inherent nature of the soul. Krishna consciousness means that more and more we purify our existence, and in this way develop that desired or aspired for faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By this faith, Krishna can be perceived. Some of us have to run and take their clothes from the line, otherwise problematic things will happen if you don't have your shirt. It starts to rain, as you can hear, but please come back. It's a very important subject will be discussed today. So, Hare Krishna. I see a lot of devotees have clothes on the line. remember, when Hiranyakashipu was asking Prahlad Maharaj, where is your God? Let me see your God now. I will kill you now. Prahlad Maharaj had so much faith in Krishna. He said, he's everywhere. Well, Hiranyakashipu thought this is a little abstract. He said, everywhere? Is he also in this pillar over there? Prahlad Maharaj said, yes. So at that moment, he saw that the Lord was twisting his eye. He was sitting in the pillar, or being in the pillar, and glanced at him in an affectionate way. Hiranyakashipu couldn't see that because he had no faith. He said, "This is nonsense!" Began to attack the pillar with a sword to show that there is no God inside. Wanted to break it. But at that particular opportune moment, the Lord just broke out of the pillar and liberated the poor demon from his body. So this is the glory of faith. By faith, you see. It helps you to recognize something. If you have faith, "I can do it," then you will do it. If you have faith in your mission, "I will accomplish the mission," you will see that a principle begins to empower you and begin to act. Trying to speak like this so that Srila Maharaj sees that I'm trying to be a good pupil of his seminar. That is a principle which will act 100%. So if you have Shraddha in Krishna, if you have faith in Krishna, Krishna will reveal himself to you. Very important. In the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna is talking about this in the third verse. He says, "Ashradhama purusho," those who are on this path, but who do not have faith. He talks of the opposite. They are on this path, that means they do bhakti yoga, they mechanically engage, but they do not have faith. What is their destination? Mrityu sansara vatmani. They go back to the repeated birth and death. Now, I want to come to the end. At the beginning of Krishna consciousness, there is faith. You would never have started to chant Hare Krishna without faith. At the very end of Krishna consciousness, there is also a tremendous amount of faith because you will be Krishna conscious. But in the middle, there we have to do everything to take care of faith and build it, make it stronger. My father once told me a story, a war story, but don't worry, I will not get into Nazi Germany and their atrocities. French, he was someone in the war, and he knows all the wars. He told us a story when we were children about Napoleon. When Napoleon fought his war against the corrupt aristocracy, it means the rulership of the kings of France, all these Louis, Louis this and Louis that, and he had a very difficult position because he didn't have money and arms. Especially during the winter, the soldiers had to march through the snow, and they did not have any accommodations, comfortable accommodations. So there was a problem. In the cold winter, many soldiers died until Napoleon developed what is called the Napoleon Stolitsa. The Napoleonske Stolitsa, or in proper English, the Napoleon chair, it goes like this. Sava Bhavana and me could do this Napoleon chair. What would happen? We would march through the winter, and then I would say, Sava Bhavana, you rest first. I will keep awake. You lie on my lap. He would lie down on my lap, and I would give him the warmth of my body. Because if you sleep in the snow, the circulation slows down, and you will freeze to death. So then after 3 hours, I would say, Sava Bhavana, it's my turn. And I would lie on his lap. And he would keep awake. And he would chant Hare Krishna in the ecstasy. So this is called the Napoleon chair. It's a human invention which keeps the body warm. So in Krishna consciousness, we also need such type of stolitsa, such type of arrangement, let me say, to keep alive, to keep our shraddha alive. Faith, the source of faith, is association with Vaishnavas. By regular association of Vaishnavas, faith is created. Therefore, if there are politics amongst Vaishnavas, or fighting amongst Vaishnavas, there is no better way to destroy faith than this. So, it is described in the Bhagavatam that to listen in the association of devotees about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead creates faith. That is the prime way from where you can get faith. In our seminars, one of the subjects is how to develop utsahan or enthusiasm. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very interesting comment. He says that Ramanujacharya, he quotes Ramanujacharya. In other words, he goes way back in the Vaishnava tradition. He says, Ramanujacharya used to say, when nothing works, just sit down in the association of devotees and listen. Listen. This is how you get faith. And Srila Prabhupada in the sixth canto, he tells us a wonderful story. I think I will tell you about if there's a question like this, because I said I would come to the end and it's also getting time. So getting too enthusiastic.
Let us stick to the point. The Sadhu Sangha is important in the beginning, but it is important in the middle. And it is important in the middle. But we are talking now of the middle. Like all of us, you have made the course with us. So, but only some of us come to the end of the journey. I'm starting in the middle. And here, the association of devotees is so important. But it is critical to start in the first. And the other one is,
Thank you.
Shoes. Hush puppies, yes. Two hush puppies. And I asked myself the question, who in the world would go in an international airport in hush puppies? I concluded it must be Prabhupada. It's transcendental social convention. And then I came with the eyes up, I saw the dhoti, and then I was, of course, extremely inquisitive, and I broke my principle of not looking and looked right in Prabhupada's laughing eyes, which seemed to indicate a type of welcome. So it is stated in the Bhagavatam that the devotee of the Lord is a place of pilgrimage, because just like in a pilgrimage place which becomes saintly by the presence of the Lord or some leela of the Lord, the devotee is saintly because of the presence of the Lord in his heart. That is also when we hear devotees, we can sometimes think of Krishna as revealing something to me. I should go this path. This is like some answer of a direct experience of the Lord. Don't think Krishna has to just appear in his Svayam Rupa, his self same Tribangal form before you wouldn't see him. But Krishna kindly appears in this world in the holy name, in the form of the deity. He says, Sadavo Hridayam Mayam, the sadhus in my heart, and Sadunam Hridayam Tvaham, I am also in the heart of the devotees. He kindly appears this way. And we should know where we can meet him as conditioned souls, where we can meet our Lord. Yeah. I couldn't understand the beginning. Please, old age has done something to the ears. Speak loud.
Many of us have passed through many miserable experiences in material
life. Yes.
But even war and such struggles. But it seems that as soon as we get a little bit well, we forget everything.
Yes.
And the realization remains just on paper. I was wondering how should they keep
all of that realization alive that can help us. Many of us have experiences of past terrible things, even war, but when we feel better, we forget. How can we keep the memory of that material existence is miserable, alive and well? You are right. Queen Kunti, therefore, prays for the miseries to return. because in the miseries, the Lord always would protect the Pandavas and would come. Yes, I know that Russian devotees also after in Glasnost, when, you know, they were not persecuted any longer, said they had a better time in Krishna consciousness than the miseries were there, because Krishna protects his devotees. That's one of his promises in the Gita. He says, my devotee will never vanquish. That is serious promise which the Lord makes. So to keep that thing in mind and that have that inspiration is very important. One of the factors of life is one of the factors of knowledge is to understand the miseries of birth and death. Sri Krishna speaks about this in the 13th chapter. That's described as knowledge because it helps knowledge of reality to come about. The process of knowledge, really. To think about life is not what it promises to be. Devotees are not known for all the thinking, I have to die, I have to die, I have to die. It should be like the bass in the guitar, and a bass in the music. Bach used to say, all the music is carried by the bass. You know music? There must be a bass in classical music, and also even in that solid screaming music, there is a bass. It's necessary so that the music has the impact. So in the same way, a devotee, Prabhupada says, philosophy means to keep that end in mind and use the time properly. Think of your own mission in Krishna consciousness also, your own service to to Sri Krishna. That is something which also gives you a lot of inspiration. Oh, I will do this, I will do this. Today, for instance, is another day. Think about how you will use the day, where you will go, to whom you will talk, when you will jump in the atria or not. Make a plan how you will use the day in the best way for your stay in the summer camp. Remember misery.
Prabhupada makes a point there.
Yes. Please give. No, otherwise they don't hear.
In the purpose of the prayers of Queen Kunti,
yes.
Prabhupada very much appreciates Queen Kunti's feelings that she expresses through the prayers. But finally, Prabhupada says, but that is not for us.
Yeah.
We should not always wish the miseries upon us.
Yes.
Because we are not, first of all, that pure. To continue to survive under that pressure, number one, and number two, this one level of devotion, which is not a permanent emotion of devotion. Because you depend too much on the external,
yes.
Whereas a devotion is an internal development,
yes.
Which should be independent of the external situation.
Thank you very much. Yes, I was swimming a little bit in the last part of my. We should have positively. We should think about how to develop our Krishna consciousness. Become paranoid. Thank you. It's a very, very nice answer. Yeah. Then I think we have gone already. We have taken enough time. Let's end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Sachinandana Maharaj ki.
No, don't do this.
Thank you.